765 LaSalle Street in the historic Florist Road District downtown. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Walter Knoll has everything you need. We'll see you Tuesday at 10.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Just direct your feet.
To sunny.
To the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that bitter bit? You guys miss me, can't you?
Happy too.
Tell the truth. You miss me.
Yes.
Tell the truth.
Life can be so sweet.
Yes.
You know that you have. Let's all say, I used to walk. In that shit, I used to smoke cigarettes too. I don't do that no more. On parade.
But I'm not afraid.
Ain't afraid of nothing.
This rover.
Marge, I swear I didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am. I can't even say the word titmouse without giggling like a schoolgirl.
I love Homer Simpson.
I'll be rich.
He's a cool cat, ain't he?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you guys, he's great.
Y'all not talking to me today. What's the deal?
No, he's great.
We're talking.
You don't like me? Street.
No.
No, I get it.
Oh, we like you.
I get it. I'm not stupid.
Hey, is this Willie?
I don't think these guys like me anymore.
I think
this is
Willie.
Oh.
This may be my last time. You take it.
Well, way to go. Way to go.
What happened?
I don't know what.
Well, you hurt his feelings. You offended him.
I don't know.
He wouldn't even talk to her. He's trying to talk to you. You just apparently, I don't know. How do you do it?
But I don't understand.
You've caused, I believe, two suicides.
He had an attitude.
Well, what we do is, no, these people.
Dan, and you're in a band.
I
mean, I would think you'd appreciate Willie the Blues Man.
Oh,
you're a bass player.
I do. I appreciate Willie. But what he asked the question, and we never answered it. He answered the question himself. And got mad.
I don't want to hear it. I have to go. Hopefully tonight I can get a hold of him. And, I don't know. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Here we are, the 8th day of February. And it's the hardest month to say, February. That's how you're supposed to.
Yeah, there's that R in there, that second R.
Yeah, it's not February, it's February. Only professionals like ourselves really know how to pronounce it.
Yep.
Professional broadcasters like we are. February.
Yeah.
And here we are, the 8th day of February, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, wait, it's June. That's it.
Yeah,
that's right.
June.
It's the 3rd of June. That's right.
Professional broadcasters like we had on before us today.
Well, I was going to talk
Savard.
About. I want to talk about that, Steve. So how do we afford Steve Savard?
I don't know.
You know, I met him in person.
You did?
Oh yeah.
That's
yes.
TV money there. I mean, that's a
I don't.
He
must
animal.
Have. He must have misheard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there must have been some miscommunication. Yeah, Steve. How much would it cost to have you come? And maybe he said something like five. And they thought he meant $5 an hour. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe he said 50.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet he said 500.
Yeah.
And they thought $500. He meant 500 an hour. There's some miscommunication. He is a television star.
Uh-huh.
This guy is big. I mean, not just physically big, but he's big in ratings. So there's something missing here.
Yeah.
He used to play football too, right?
Yes,
he was with the Cowboys. Yeah,
he never played a full regular season. He played preseason and broke his neck.
Yeah, he got hurt. Yeah.
Well, how do you know he got hurt? Maybe he's so tough it didn't hurt him.
Well,
he broke his neck, but maybe it didn't even hurt him. Maybe he just got up and they said, "Steve, your neck's broken." He goes, "So what?"
Well, his head was laying to the side on his shoulders.
Shake it off.
Yeah. No, just give me the ball.
Put me in, Coach. Broken neck or no broken neck. Well, I did meet him in person, and he's a nice guy, and he's a smart guy. But he's not that smart, and I'll tell you why. Just as he signed off the air, he said, "I hope I didn't drive away too many of Frank's viewers." Now, he's thinking we're on 11.2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He has us confused.
That's somebody else in the morning that's on
TV. That's somebody much bigger.
Yeah.
than we are. He has us confused. Steve, we're not on 11.2.
No.
Which I know to you is laughable. 11 because you're on Channel 4. But you didn't drive away any of our viewers because we don't have any viewers. You probably did drive away all of our listeners. I'm kidding. Here's why I'm kidding. And I have to say I'm kidding. He could beat me up. There's no doubt.
Yes, if he we could. Got into he could beat it, us yeah. all up, but I will say he was listenable coming into work.
No, he was very listenable, and I'm sorry that it probably won't continue, because once the communication is straightened out and he realizes they're paying him $10 an hour, oh boy.
There's a couple zeros missing on this check. Wait a minute.
It's going to hit the fan, I don't want to be in his way when it does. When he walks in that office and goes, hey, this check is incorrect, they better say, yes, sir, it is. Let us fix that.
They'll go, oh.
I'd like to be in the room or near, around the corner when that happened. You don't say to Steve Savard, listen to me, mister.
Uh-huh.
You get what you get. Take it or leave it.
This is how it is.
This is how it is. You like it or lump it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't say that to him. He lifts weights, okay? He lifts weights. And big weights.
Hmm.
He could go in there and pick Mike Dorsey up in one hand, hold him straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, we all could probably pick up Mike Dorsey.
We could.
No, I don't know. But, Steve, you sounded good. You did. Everybody knows I'm not a sports guy. And he is, but here's what I think. I think if he wanted, and maybe he will if he comes back in, if he wants to get away from the sports thing, he's certainly more than capable of that.
Oh, no, he's a news anchor now.
No, I know that, but he really does know sports.
Oh, yeah.
And what little that I was able to hear today, he was talking sports. He had Jim Hanifin on.
Oh, you
and by the way, being a news anchor does not make you capable of hosting a talk radio show and talking about other things. In fact, most TV people are horrible on the radio. They are. Most of them are horrible because they read teleprompters.
Yeah, there's no teleprompter in here. You have to
We barely have really any telephone equipment, much less teleprompters, and you're kind of you have to rely on your own ability to wing it. And certainly I know he had guests lined up, but
Jim Hanifin is.
Well, you can't lose with Jim Hanifin.
No, I love Jim Hanifin.
And here's the thing, and I'm not kidding, most of the TV people, most, not all, but most that I've heard are embarrassing at best when they try to do radio. In the same way that we'd be embarrassing if we went on television. Can you imagine that?
No.
If we went on TV? Yeah. Even though I know I could do it. I'm the exception. I'd be fantastic on television.
Right.
Yeah, if I wanted to do that. I choose to turn down every TV offer that comes my way.
Well, I have too.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let me hand it over to the one and only bass player extraordinaire, producer of this show, Dan Levi Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Frank. And they played the game in my
Levi Stadium.
Yeah, my family stadium yesterday.
You're heir to that.
I know. I watched the game and watched the commercials.
I'm
going
to say something. I know a lot of people going, oh, no, no more about Super Bowl. Well,
no.
This is the first time we've had a chance to. And here's the deal. I don't think you have a choice. I think that's kind of what everybody is talking about today is the Super Bowl. So as little as I know about it, I know Gaga did a terrific job. I was very impressed. You know what? She knows when to have some class and when to be outrageous. She does. She knows the proper time, the proper plan. I thought she did a great job.
I think the outrageous stuff is behind her. I think she did that to kind of get the ball rolling.
To get attention.
Fame-wise. And now she has it. So I think she's put that all aside now. And she's playing it straight.
Yeah. And I don't know that people realized when she was doing all that outrageous stuff how great of a voice
she
can
really
has.
Sing all the time.
Well, she's brilliant because she did what Madonna did. Madonna used every antic in the world to get attention. Outrageous things, offensive things to get the world to pay attention to her. And that's kind of what Lady Gaga did. And then once she got their attention, she was also smart to team up with a very good friend, a personal friend of mine, Tony Bennett. She acquired the loyalty of real music lovers.
Yeah.
I remember when I talked to Tony about it.
Oh, yeah?
I asked him. Yeah, I recorded it. I said, Tony, this thing with you and Lady Gaga, what's that all about? Now, I'll play you a little of it. It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Well, you know, Frank, if any of your listeners who don't know, hi, everybody, this is Tony Bennett, and I dig that chick, Lady Gaga. I know she's outrageous and does some crazy things, but she's a fantastic singer, and we've done a lot of duets together, and I just love being around that chick. Why, if I was 30 years older, look out, Lady Gaga. Who knows what would happen? Sparks would be flying. But I'm glad you asked me about her. I think she's got a great, great career ahead of her.
Wow, Tony Bennett. That was actually Tony Bennett. Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead. This is your segment.
No, but the were we going to talk about this later? Because I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was going to talk about the halftime show.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I can tell we had some audio problems. Bruno Mars, who I really like, he couldn't hear it.
Bruno Mars is
he's fantastic,
an entertainer.
He's tremendous.
He is really, really good. And I
like him too. I'll tell you, he's a cool cat. Yeah, thank you, Tony.
And Coldplay, though, I really like Coldplay and enjoyed them being up there. And that stage was kind of cool, the way it showed. All of the artists, like from the past, a lot of the artists from the past.
I did like that when they did the look back at Michael Jackson and Springsteen. Yeah. And yeah, that was good.
And then Beyonce, man, she has a big old booty, doesn't she?
That's racist. Oh.
I mean, a big butt.
What you said was racist.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Get ready. Give me your email address.
Dan.
I don't want the emails.
Big550@gmail.com.
There you go. Dan Big.
But it was good. She almost fell. Did you know that? She almost fell when she bent down to do something. They said she almost fell. She started losing her balance, but she got her balance back.
Yeah, you got to wonder, because I watched that, don't tell me he's done, Chris Martin, is that his name, Coldplay?
Yes.
Watch him jump and leap, and I'm thinking, oh man, this is live. One misstep or a slick piece of stage, and somebody's down.
Oh, but, I know.
Boy, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
When you realize, and the fact that she did recover, but those people are all in great shape. I mean, look at their acrobats.
And she was dancing on grass. When they started, Beyonce was dancing on the grass. She was the only one that was on the grass. And then they all came up on stage. But I enjoyed the halftime show. But the game, I thought I saw Cam Newton coming out with his Superman shirt on. And I was actually rooting for the Panthers because
he didn't have a lot to dance about in that game.
No, and I have friends in Carolina, so I was rooting for the Panthers just for them because I like all these guys that I know in Carolina, and it would be cool for them to experience a Super Bowl win.
Well, but, I'm tired of everybody trying to make something racist. There are people that say the criticism of Cam Newton is because he's black. You folks need to get over that crap.
No, he's cocky and arrogant.
It's not. And they've been, for years, white players who did that stuff. There were people who didn't think that had a place. Everything from spiking the ball to the dances in the end zone. Get over the black thing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with him. If you want true equality, take criticism toward black people the same way we do about white people and stop making everything racist. I don't have a problem, quite frankly, with what he does. I think if you're a great athlete, there's nothing that I've seen about what he does that's that offensive. Who's that offended by? You know, you're strutting and dancing and whatever because you're happy with what just happened. So what?
Yeah.
So what? Black or white? Who cares?
But I think he is.
It's not tennis.
No.
You know?
Oh, no, there's a fine line between cockiness and confidence. And he's very confident, and he's an unbelievable player. But he's so cocky that I think it was nice to see him knock down and come across a team that just handed it to him, the defense just handed it to him.
And you have the total opposite in Peyton Manning. You've got a guy who's never that way. He has nothing arrogant or cocky about him.
No, he's very classy.
So, by comparison, two completely different types of people.
But also, Cam Newton is very young, and so he's going to learn a lot.
Guess what? If he wins and continues to win, and he will, he can dance all he wants to.
Oh, yeah.
And strut all he wants to.
Yeah, he will. But just lose the cocky attitude and kind of be a little more humble. But and walking out on the press conference at the end, that was like childish.
Now that stuff, I agree. That's unnecessary.
But and then the commercials,
You know what? As years have compared to other years, mediocre. I didn't see anything that spectacular. And here, I could take.
No,
hey,
it's been people, that way for a while.
The people at Jeep. I got news for you. Your new slogan: "We don't make Jeep, you do."
What?
Lose that. Yeah, that's their slogan. We don't make Jeep, you do.
Yeah, I didn't even
see that
one.
Horrible?
That Kevin Hart one with the car. That's
as bad as Find New Roads. I mean, it really is. Yeah, Kevin Hart with the date, his daughter's date, that was pretty funny.
I thought that was really funny. I thought the...
Now, do you know who it was for?
I can't remember the car.
See,
it was
that's
far.
A problem.
I know.
There's so much attention paid to the situation that you lose the, it was Hyundai, but you lose the advertiser.
The one that I remember what it was for was the astronaut thing, Audi. When the guy, he said, come on, he's sitting there. He was an
Commander,
old retired.
The old dad, the retired.
That was the R8.
Guy. Yeah, the old retired astronaut.
That's quite a car.
Yeah, so I remember what car that was for. The Mountain Dew thing, I like the two Dorito commercials, but the Mountain Dew thing, I laughed hysterically when the puppy monkey baby came out. Because it was so...
Just because the visual, the creation of a puppy monkey baby was so stupid.
Yes, it was so stupid and off the wall.
And what was the point of it? Three things that don't belong together? Was that kind of the point of it?
I think so.
I think it was Mountain Dew. It was for Mountain Dew.
Okay, then why was a puppy monkey baby...
I thought it was just because everybody loves videos with either puppies in them, babies in them, or monkeys in them.
No,
no.
If you go back and look at the end...
It had three ingredients.
They list three ingredients.
Caffeine and juice or something.
Yes, and that's what it was supposed to be. It was just out there.
I just thought that was hilarious when that thing came walking out, and it made no sense at all.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And the
I do agree with the Doritos ultrasound. I didn't see all of them, but I saw enough that, the ultrasound.
The ultrasound went in the one with the dogs going grocery shopping.
I missed that.
That's pretty funny.
I think Budweiser has done better, and maybe this is just in my head, but now that it's a German company, I don't think the commercials are as good.
Oh, I think you're right. I think so.
I'm not kidding. When they took over that, what's that place called?
InBev.
Yeah, InBev.
Yeah.
From the time they took over, I don't think they have been able to... The bar was set pretty high with the Bud... Why?
Yeah.
The frogs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Go down the line. I mean, Spuds McKenzie. And they've never been able to pull that off since they took over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember, and this is probably almost close to 20 years ago, but after when it would go to commercial break, everybody in the room would get quiet. You're waiting to see, oh, man, here come the commercials. And now it hasn't been like that for a long time, I think.
No, I agree. Well, the other reason...
And they
there wasn't the DVR use there is now. And now with the DVR, of course, with a ball game, the good news for advertisers is you want to watch it live. I don't want to watch it an hour later.
Right.
Everybody knows the score. But you can go back and watch. In other words, the room doesn't have to get quiet because when it's over, you can go back and scan through and see the commercials, whatever you missed while you were talking and asking for more Doritos. Or
they release them a week or two early now on the internet where you can watch all of them before the game even starts.
So. Yeah.
And then the heroin commercial was very powerful, I thought.
Well, for you especially.
Yeah.
You've dealt with that. Not personally. You're not on heroin.
No. But I thought it was very powerful to show how a cheerleader who had everything going for her goes down to being homeless and just looking like complete hell. So I thought that was really
good.
Well,
we've told people before, your son has a heroin problem. As far as you know, is it over?
Yes. Yeah.
But hasn't it been over before and it wasn't really over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been over several times and hasn't been over.
Okay.
It's one of the toughest drugs to get off of. And it's everywhere. That's the problem. It's everywhere. It's in Chesterfield. If you don't think it's in Chesterfield, it's there. It's in Ladue. It's everywhere. It's in Florissant. It's all over the place.
See, when you say to somebody like me, it's everywhere, I go, I don't see it. Well, I'm not the target.
No.
They're not looking for me
as a
victim, if you want to put it that way.
And it's way too easy to get. When we were kids, the biggest thing everybody wanted to do was smoke pot. But
that I never did, and I wouldn't have known where to get it. And right now, if I wanted to go buy a bag of weed, honestly, I don't know where I'd go get it. I certainly don't know where to get cocaine. People go, cocaine's everywhere. Really?
Oh, it is.
Where? I don't see it.
It is. And but before, it was just pot, and everybody, cocaine was the rich man's drug, and they would mention heroin.
That heroin was the bum's drug, homeless drug, and now it's not.
No, it's like it's everybody's drug. It's crazy, and all these opiates and everything.
Well, for anybody who doesn't get why it's a big problem, let's go back to Holly, who was in the studio, and I will never forget. I forget almost everything. I have an issue with some damage because of a medication I took, and I don't remember a lot. But I'll never forget when I asked her, what is the big deal about meth? And I think meth and heroin have this in common, that people try it and boom, they're hooked.
They like
they're
it.
Hooked.
Yeah.
And I said, try to explain to me. And the way she explained it stuck with me. She said, the first time, and substitute the word heroin here for meth. She said, the first time that I did meth, I said to myself, I never want to live another day without this.
Yeah.
That's pretty, that must really be some great feeling.
But that first feeling, they're always chasing it because you never get that first feeling.
Well, you get, I guess, immune to it. Your body becomes accustomed, and you need more, and you need more. It's like anything else.
And a lot of people don't realize now that there have been, they're cutting other drugs in with the heroin now, and they've been finding people dead, so they're overdosing. And
well, that was the story the other day. It was counterfeit Xanax is going around with, instead of Xanax, it has fentanyl in it, which is like a cancer
like a
patient's
type,
Well, here's the bad news. The $5 million they spent on the heroin ad is completely wasted money, as is the money Budweiser spent on Helen Mirren telling people not to drink and drive. All of that money is always wasted. It doesn't work. I don't know what the answer is.
Oh, I don't either, but I think what they were trying to do was get to the people before they try it. Trying to get to the kids if they're watching it.
Not going
to
work.
Before they try it.
And you know it's not going to work.
The peer pressure is
in fact, the worst thing I think maybe you can do is tell people, whatever you do to kids, don't do this. Because that's the thing now they want to do. And I don't know what the answer is, but DARE didn't work. Nancy Reagan's Just Say No didn't work at all. The DARE program, ask any cop. Wow, what a waste of money that was.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is. It's like telling teenagers that aren't old enough to buy beer, don't go drinking if you're not legal drinking. Good luck with that. That doesn't work. You know, the truth on college campuses, the truth is alcohol is prohibited. Where's the most drinking you can think of?
College.
Done? College.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So it doesn't work. All right, we're going to take a break. I'd love to take your call.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I had one more thing real quick. Richard Zednik is a hockey player. He plays for the Florida Panthers.
Like, I don't know that?
I believe it was over the weekend they were playing the Buffalo Sabres.
I believe they were, yeah.
And he went down, and another guy flipped, and his skate cut him in the throat.
Oh, I saw that today. That wasn't recent.
It wasn't?
2008. No.
Oh, it was 2008.
Yes. Yes. You call yourself a
hockey guy. I thought that was recent.
Yeah, I saw that going around too. No,
well, it's fairly recent. That's only 8 years ago.
Yeah,
and but it hit his a carotid artery. And he skated off the ice immediately, and there was a blood trail.
Well, it was a geyser as soon as the skate hit. It hit one. It didn't sever it, though, because I saw that clip floating around today.
Why is that floating around again?
I don't know.
I don't know. Facebook is so weird. You have people celebrities re-dying that already died 4 years ago.
Abe Vigoda, except this time he really is dead.
Yeah.
No, it just, these things start spreading. They just re-pop up, but...
Clint Malarchuk was a goalie in Buffalo.
That's right, he was.
And Rick Mahar from the Blues, were playing him, and he did a flip and hit him, and...
His was severed.
His was severed, and he almost bled to death on the ice, and one of the Blues trainers got out and saved his life, and they got him...
Stuck his fingers in the neck and pinched the artery.
Yeah, and they got him, they said the Zamboni door was right behind the net there, and they said if it was on the other side of the ice, he probably would have died.
Wow.
But they got him off, so... So that was it. I was just going to tell everybody to go to Facebook.
Peon, if you had anything, you want to come back after the break?
I do.
We'll have Peon's contribution, maybe a couple of phone calls after we do a little business. The business of Mark and Jason. I will start by thanking, let me put it this way, when they started, and it was 16 or 17 years ago, I thought, okay, this is going to be tough, but I'll give it my best shot. Telling people to trust somebody's financial advice is a very hard sell. It just is. And I thought, if the phone doesn't ring in a reasonable amount of time, and I don't know what a reasonable amount of time is. They get calls in a month, 2 months, how many calls? How qualified are the calls? They're going to go away. Well, they haven't gone away, and the reason they haven't gone away is because lots of you over the years have turned to Mark and Jason for advice. So here's what I will offer to you. If you're changing jobs, as my daughter did 4 weeks ago, that's an interesting story. We'll talk about that one day. Watching your kid do the first job change and all the questions that come with it and buying her first car. She actually had to buy her own car. If you're changing jobs or you're retiring, you might have a 401k or some other kind of retirement account that you need help with, and most of us would need help with that. We're not financial experts. You can get a complimentary review of your financial situation with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They were Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. And you know, we have to say that every time, or we do 15 years in the federal penitentiary.
Ooh. Yep.
And I'm not going in there with Peon and be some cellmates with Peon.
No.
It's because both of us forgot to do that. So SIPC, NYSE, we never forget that. Meeting's complimentary. You set it up. After the meeting, you decide if you like what they had to say and you want to have a second meeting or let them give you further advice. And if you don't, you don't. There's no obligation. They meet with their clients, as you hear Peon say all the time, quarterly, to discuss your portfolio's performance. I was in my 20s. I didn't know what a portfolio was. I thought that was what an artist carried around to show people your paintings, your drawings. Look at my portfolio. There's a financial portfolio. I know what that means now. They'll take a look at your risk, the performance. They do that every quarter with all their clients. Here's all you need to know to get in touch with them, and that's this website, markandjason.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to check some traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we've got an incident on westbound 44 right around Highway 100 in Gray Summit because we've got long delays heading westbound. Same thing on southbound 21 south of Hillsboro. It's a little bit south of Hillsboro Road. You're going to hit the brakes, and then it opens up before you get to Highway 110. Things around the town here, they look pretty well right now. You've just got volume that's starting to build on southbound 270 from Olive down through Manchester, some little pockets there, and eastbound 270, just a little heavy right at Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great tech for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vinton Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. When you push the button on your next flight to call the flight attendant, thank Miriam Benjamin, a Washington, D.C. teacher who received the patent in 1888 for what she called the gong chair for hotels. It worked by pressing a small button on the back of a chair, which would relay a signal to an attendant, and a light would illuminate that allowed the attendant to see which guest was in need of assistance.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old, we could find you a $250,000 policy for $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-710-2248.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-710-2248. 1-800-710-2248.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-577-6026. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-577-6026. That's 1-800-577-6026.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenics. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenics is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST30 to 99000. Nugenics uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance, be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenics and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenics is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST30 to 99000. Again, text BOOST30 to 99000.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Citizens for Modern Transit has a crush on transit.
The second annual Transit Crush event on Thursday, February 11th offers daily transit commuters, occasional riders, and transit enthusiasts the chance to make a statement about the importance of transit in our region. That evening, transit riders are invited to meet at various spots along Metrolink to create a flash mob-style crush on board the trains during the evening commute, wrapping up with a happy hour event at the Eclipse in the Moonrise Hotel.
For more info, email iHagel at cmt-sdl.brg.
The stock market is off to its worst start to a new year ever. So what do you do with your money now? How do you protect it? Don't miss America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Thank you, ma'am. Folks, don't go away, because coming up, the highlight of every show, and that's Peon's, no offense, Dan, Peon's contribution to the Burke segment. I want to remind you that for the month of February, that's how I have to say it, and March, the folks at Ballast Dental Care are bringing back the free oral sedation consultation. Now, think about this. You go to the dentist, not just any dentist, Ballast Dental Care. You have work done, and you don't remember it. You don't. That's what sedation dentistry is all about. And the people who need it, who really need it, some people think they need it because they've never been to a place like Ballast Dental Care, and ends up they don't. But for those who do, they offer sedation dentistry, and it is available now. This is a $130 value, folks, because your AM and the PM, they're not going to charge you for this, whether it's been 6 months since you've been to a dentist or 20 years. You want comfort and convenience, and for a few people, that's only possible with sedation dentistry. Now, if you just moved to the area, welcome to the St. Louis area. You're going to need a dentist, please. When I tell you we have your dental clinic, I'm not kidding. You want to go ahead and make some other appointments other places, go right ahead. You're going to end up coming back to Ballast Dental Care. Of course, you don't do that because you only go every 6 months unless you have a lot of work to do. We will fill the shoes of your former or deceased dentist. And that happens. Dentists die too, you know, and they retire. And then you've gone to the same place for years. You don't know there's something better because you just kept going to the same place. Well, there is something better. It's called Ballast Dental Care, and I've gone there for 43 years, and I'm inviting you to take advantage of this $130 offer of free oral sedation consultation. That consultation is normally $130. It's not going to cost you anything. And Invisalign, real quickly, the days of waxing your wires in your teeth and brackets. I never had braces, but my kids did, and I know a lot of people, especially boomers, remember those days. Wearing wires on your teeth, try not to get your lips and cheeks all cut up. Those days are over. Invisalign. Invisalign braces. Talk to them at Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. And now, with his contribution to the Burke segment, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We went to my parents' house last night for the Super Bowl. And I had to watch like all the commercials today because having a one-year-old around, you don't really get to watch much of anything. So chasing him around all night. But a couple things. I made a very cool recipe last night. It turned out great.
Now, you say it that, was, but do other people that ate it
yes,
say it was great?
Everybody
said
that's all really that matters.
I saw that thing on Facebook.
Dan, did you taste any of it that he brought today?
No.
Oh, that's right. He didn't bring any.
No. It doesn't travel well.
Thank you. That's
later.
Always a good excuse. Yeah. It doesn't travel well.
But I'm a sucker for all the recipes that get shared on Facebook, especially with the short vignette video ones. I just get roped into them all the time. I go, oh, I want to try making that. So it was almost like a bread bowl shaped in the shape of a football with artichoke dip inside it.
It's pretty cool looking.
It was you make the football laces too out of the French bread dough and yeah.
You did all that?
Oh yeah, I did all that. It turned out pretty good. It looked
you're like a chef.
It tasted good too. And the second thing, like I said, I didn't get watched it. Another reason I didn't get watched much of the game because I was obsessed with this app that I found out. That
oh, no.
Out.
Is this the one you sent me?
Yes.
Oh. Let me tell you something, folks. Peon wasted 2 hours of my life today because he sends me this text with this app. Go ahead. Tell him and get ready. Let me tell you something. Get ready, folks. You're going to lose at least 2 hours because, like a lot of these things, once you start it, you can't stop it.
I was laughing. Yeah, I was laughing so hard last night. And I found out about this app a couple days ago, and then I read it's only on Apple phones. And, of course, my wife Angela and I both have Android phones, so we don't have access to it. So I was over at my parents' house, and my dad has an iPhone, so I downloaded it on his phone. It was 99 cents, and it's called Face Swap Live. And it does a bunch of different things.
You know that's hard to describe to people. Here's what you have to do. Put something on our Facebook page so they can see what it does.
I'll put the video that I sent you.
Yes, do that.
So it does a bunch of different things, but one thing it does is you can record, so you have the face of your phone facing you, you know, the screen.
Right.
And you can, if you get two people to stand there and you hold the phone the right way, it will swap the faces live. It will put your face on their face, you know, in vice versa. And so I did it with my son Archie, and so my face is talking, but it's on Archie's little head, and then his face is on my giant head, just staring at the screen.
Now what I'll do one, because I found the old man face. I'll do one and shoot at you. You put it on our Facebook page tonight, and then people will see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I'll put mine on there now.
And again,
I'll put
it's
that
called
later.
Face Swap Live.
Face Swap Live. So you can do that live streaming thing where, and then you can do a bunch of photo things where you can swap faces on pictures and things like that. So it's, it was 99 cents well spent. That's what I
No,
said.
I agree. I already got a dollar's worth of pleasure out of it in a minute.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it was so funny. But that was it. That was my Super Bowl notes. I didn't get to watch much of the game.
We can shut down the bird segment. You're welcome to call us if you want to. Look, you want to talk about something about the Super Bowl? I think it's about talked out. Fine. We don't care. Whatever. 314, anything you want. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, 888-550-KTRS. Or for most of you, since we all talk on cell phones, the great majority of us, any cell phone, star KTRS. I should have known this, but I didn't know it, that Super Bowl Sunday is the day that more pizza is consumed than any other day. And I'm sure the delivery people are just going crazy on Super Bowl Sunday at Domino's. Who else?
Papa John's. Oh, did you see that?
Does
Peyton?
Pizza Hut deliver? I guess they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I don't do that.
Do you see Peyton hug the Papa John's guy after the game was over? Because Peyton is a spokesman. He does TV commercials for him, and he also owns like 32 franchises in Colorado, Papa John franchises. So,
he does.
Yeah, so they're kind of buddies. And then you see the big backlash, too, about Peyton mentioning Budweiser at the end of the game.
I saw him mentioned by saying, I'm going to go home and drink a bunch of Budweiser.
And people were like, did he get paid for that? And Budweiser said, no, we did not pay him for it. But he has investments in a couple distributorships of Budweiser. So kind of, in a way, it benefited him, not by Budweiser writing a check for that exact
mention. Here's the other thing.
But
Budweiser sinks a lot of dough in sponsoring the Super Bowl. So what?
What?
They spend a lot of money and have for years. So what? Much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm going to talk to Will. Will, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
What can we do for you, Will?
You were talking about that app where you can change faces.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't mix animals in it, it's like a disturbing commercial. And I hate to talk about the Super Bowl, but that
the sheep?
Dog, that little pug, monkey body, and baby.
Oh, puppy monkey baby. Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that earlier.
I'm disturbed, man. That's going to have nightmares for weeks, I swear to God.
What about the sheep, Peon? You didn't mention the sheep, and they're doing your favorite group, Queen.
I saw that today, too, them singing.
I love the sheep one, too.
Someone to Love.
Yeah.
They were strange. I didn't find all of them that funny.
I didn't either. It was a weak year, I thought.
Yeah, it was lame.
All right, Will, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening.
You all have a great one. I'm AM and the PM.
We appreciate it. Thank you. We have time to talk to Norman, don't we?
Yeah. I think we have a couple minutes. A
couple minutes for Norman. If we need more, Dan can call him back. Norman, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you think?
I thought that was really neat.
What part was really neat?
The Denver Broncos.
The Broncos were neat? Yeah. Well, they won. Yeah. So I guess that's pretty neat. So how are you, Norman? It's been a while.
I'll play the happy birthday roll call.
Oh, great.
I guess that means he's okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't,
yes.
Well, we're not familiar with that. I'd love to hear it. I'm sorry?
Birthday today, tomorrow, too.
Who does?
Now I'll play the wedding march.
Wait, hold on. Who has a birthday? Who has a birthday today and tomorrow?
People.
Norman? You said somebody has a birthday today and tomorrow. Who is it?
Whoever has a birthday.
Whoever. Oh, okay. Whoever. Everybody. Anybody. Yeah. And what are you going to do for us now, Norman?
I'm going to play the Wedding March.
I'm not right familiar now. With that. I've never
now
heard
I'll
that.
Come in with the Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh. Well, here we are in the middle of baseball. Oh, wait, maybe not. Mm. Okay, go right ahead, Norman.
Mm-hmm.
He's never done this before. It's a great kazoo.
That
kazoo sounds fantastic.
Whistle. Where's the whistle?
Where's the whistle at the end? Well, maybe he's doing a different rendition. He's mixing it up a little bit. So, Norman, you watched the Super Bowl. What was your favorite thing that happened during the Super Bowl? Did you like Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
She did a good job.
Yeah.
What did you think about the halftime show? Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Apparently. Okay.
He was going to do Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You're going to do Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Catch this ball, y'all.
Catch this ball, y'all.
Go Cardinals, go.
Go Cardinals.
Go Cardinals, go.
I recognize it, all right. There's that whistle. All right, Norman. We're a little short on time. I hate to cut you short, but where have you been? We haven't heard from you. Don't wait so long to call us, okay?
I've been trying to get you, but...
Well, we're a popular show.
Yeah.
Hard to get through. All right, Norman. Stay well, and we'll talk to you, okay?
I'd like to say hi to Ida. Hi, Ida.
Oh, Ida's still in the picture. Yeah. Still in the picture. Right, that's good to know. All right. Well, I hope she's listening, Norman, okay?
Wolf whistle.
Wolf whistle.
Wolf whistle.
All right. All right, Norman. We'll talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. He's still got a thing for Ida.
Oh, yeah.
She's still in the picture. Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates. We started talking about them, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, I guess. I made it very clear. I'm not an IT expert, but if you have a business, enterprise, you need an IT expert. You need an IT partner. You need solutions to, you know, software and hardware stuff. And I'll be perfectly honest, I didn't even know what IT stood for until a couple of years ago. I kept hearing people go, our IT department. You know, okay, information technology is what it stands for. Huber & Associates has a very successful and powerful IT group that serves companies all over the United States. It's an extension of your own IT team for many businesses, and they will design, they will deliver technologically advanced IT solutions to you to keep your business out in front. There's